Well, the background is Bob Adrian. So this is a project I made in Vienna during July, a month, entirely dedicated to Bob Adrian. Well, actually, I had a bunch of data, a bunch of recordings, but mostly I use the film we made together back in 2001. So in 2001, for the Kunsthalle, Bob had an exhibition and he wanted to have a film. So we made a sort of conversation interview. The film is about 25 minutes, I think. And I was mainly using that audio because in the film, which is titled Racks, by the way, in the film, he talks in detail about many things, also from a chronological point of view, from his teenage time in Canada to Vienna. So it's very interesting. Well, the discussions were in Bob's atelier, and most of the time, late night. I normally sleep in the night, so I'm not a night person, and Bob was a night person. So the combination between the two of us was that he was talking all night long, I mean until late night, let's say 1, 2 in the night, and I was listening, half sleeping, because, you know, I was following in a floating way his thoughts. So that's what I wanted somehow to recreate in the piece for the radio and in installation for the Museo Squartier. It's not easy, it's very simple. So these conversations we had, especially this one, are dated 2001. And when he talks about the reality, actually, it could be a conversation tape in 2017. So he saw clearly the development of things, including especially the internet. I play instruments, yeah, like bass clarinet and clarinet, and then I use a modular synth. Then, of course, all the field recordings I made and Bob's voice. And then I also have three special guests, Fenes, Susanna Gartmeier, and Robert Lipok. So all of them, I was working on their sounds, which means that the piece is a combination also, which involves these three special guests. I was in Vienna for a month as artist in residence at Q21 at the Museumsquartier for Tonspur Passage. So the curator is Georg Wegwart. And today we opened the installation in this Tonspur Passage, and the piece is completely different. So it's not a reduced version of the radio, but of course it starts with the very same materials. But first of all, the installation is about 28 minutes, so it's far shorter. But the organization of the materials is completely different, because one thing is the radio and another thing is an 8-channel sound environment. So compared to the radio, the installation is much more abstract. What you will hear in a few seconds, so the piece actually is really a kind of, the radio piece is a kind of Hörspiel. Radio is a space. Radio is not just a box, you know, with news and music. So if you produce for the radio, you have to think that you're building up a space, a tangible space. So radio is just radio. And radio is the present and the future. Television is very old, obsolete, you know, compared to radio. But radio is everything around us, is radio transmission, including Wi-Fi, including smartphones. You know, we're surrounded by radio waves all the time. We don't think about that because we think, when we say radio, we think about the box. But of course, it's much, much wider. Then the problem is the relationship between what does it mean a web radio, what does it mean broadcasting. For me, the so-called real radio, in brackets, is broadcasting. Then, of course, we can play with the web, we can play with the internet, but the radio is transmission.